healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what we aim to bring you on this show. Every week, I like to begin this show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. Today, I'd like to talk about cell phones and moms who are pregnant. The research that's out there was a study done in 2008 looking at 13,000 children, and they found that the exposure of the kids while they were in the womb to the cell phones was linked to more behavior difficulties. If they just used their handsets, the pregnant women, 2 or 3 times a day, that was enough risk to have the babies to start developing hyperactivity, difficulties with conduct, emotions, relationships, by the time they reached school age. And the risk became even greater if the children also used cell phones themselves before age 9. So they found that 80% of them were more likely to suffer from difficulties with behavior. 49% were more prone to problems with their conduct. A recent study, in effect, looked at this data again, but from a group of 28,000 7-year-olds and their mothers. And again, they found that the mothers who used cell phones while they were pregnant, there was a 40% much more likely chance of the child having a behavior problem if the children used the cell phones themselves before they were age 7. This rose to a 50% likelihood. One of the things that most people don't know that the standards for what is the level of radiation that's okay with a cell phone was actually set 20 years ago. It was by a male who's about 6 feet, 200 pounds, using a cell phone for 6 minutes. You use cell phone for 6 minutes for a call, and you're making multiple calls. So what we're looking at is something that is really going to harm pregnant women and their children using the cell phone when the woman is pregnant. As a matter of fact, Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, he's an expert on the autonomic nervous system, and he noted that the radiation from a cell phone can easily flip certain genes in the mitochondria in a woman's cell, and in effect, this damaged mitochondria can be passed on to the child. So what's the solution besides getting rid of cell phones, which most of us won't do because they're so embedded in our culture? One of the key things for a woman then is to reduce your cell phone uses as much as possible. Use a headset if you can, as opposed to having it stuck right in your ear. Use the speakerphone and maybe even text. That might even help as well, keeping it from your head and as far away from your body as you can. Today I'm going to be talking to a woman who is the executive director of Brain Gym International. You're going, Brain Gym? What is that? Well, those are very exciting ways of making transformations in your life using very simple body movement exercises. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit later. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also put out a monthly blog that you can locate at teplitz.com. Just click on the About button. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough, new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, for loved ones. What I'd like to talk about is an area that there's actually confusion on for a lot of folks, and that's saturated fats, trans fats. Those are things that most people now know are not good for us. And so they've kind of been looking at the notion of throwing all these kinds of saturated fats out. Except there's one saturated fat that is actually extremely healthy for you, and that's coconut oil. There have been many studies done on Pacific Island populations where the people, 30 to 60% of them, get their total caloric intake from fully saturated coconut oil, and they have all shown to have no or almost no rates of cardiovascular disease, and they're taking coconut oil. Because all saturated fats are not equal. One of the differences is that hydrogenated vegetable oils, trans fats, those in effect are manufactured, whereas coconut oil is a natural oil. Way back in the 1930s, a dentist named Dr. Weston Price, he was traveling through the South Pacific and examining traditional diets, their effect on dental, overall health, and he found those eating diets high in coconut products, they were healthy and trim, despite having this high concentration of coconut oil in their diet. Some of the other results that coconut oil can bring into your life, besides promoting heart health, it may actually help you with weight loss, supporting your immune system's health, providing you an immediate energy source, and keeping your skin looking healthy and youthful. Part of what's going on with coconut oil is that 50% of the fat content is actually an oil that's called lauric acid. The body converts lauric acid to monolaurin, and that has antiviral, antibacterial, and antiprotozoa properties. So we're talking about something that can have a very, very positive impact on you. As a matter of fact, with people who are diabetic, coconut oil does not produce an insulin spike in your bloodstream. So one of the brands that I personally have been using is called Tropical Traditions, and so that's my healthy breakthrough for you for this week. Before I bring on my guests, I'd like to pause for this message that's going to come from me. I'm doing my Switched On Selling seminar on April the 15th in Toronto, and then I'm going to be doing it again in June in Virginia Beach, Virginia. This is a one-day seminar that does not teach a single technique of selling the entire day. It is a brain rewiring approach to selling, and with it, you can have really amazing results happen. We've had people after the program increase sales 300%. Sell to clients that they've never sold before. We've had a business in the middle of the recession double their profits just by putting their sales force through this one-day seminar. If you'd like more information about Switched On Selling, go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you'll see specialized seminars. Click there, and you can learn about where Switched On Selling is. And I do certify people to be instructors if you'd like to learn more about that, too. So my guest today is Carrie Cody. Carrie is Executive Director of Brain Gym International, which we'll talk about in just a minute. Carrie holds a master's degree in teaching. She's a former school teacher who left the classroom about 10 years ago to pursue her own interest in this concept of Brain Gym. And she ran her own business for several years and then began working at the administrator level for Brain Gym and is now Executive Director. So Carrie, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. And in terms of talking about Brain Gym, first thing I need to let the listeners know is I am a Brain Gym consultant, and I also created Brain Gym classes, Switched On Selling, Switched On Management, Switched On Network Marketing, and wrote the book Brain Gym for Business with the founders of Brain Gym, Dr. Paul and Gail Dennison, so that you folks are aware of that. But most of our listeners probably don't know what Brain Gym is, Carrie, so why don't we just start there? What is Brain Gym?
Okay, so this is always an interesting question for me to answer because it depends on how the words Brain Gym are being used. For instance, we have 26 Brain Gym movements, which have a definition of their own, and then there's the Brain Gym program, which encompasses those same 26 movements, but it's a little bit broader term. So if you'd like, I could start with just kind of giving...
Let's go broad.
Okay, we'll go broad. So the Brain Gym program is sometimes referred to as the work, and it encompasses those 26 movements, which maybe we'll explain later. However, it also includes any processes or techniques, as well as the educational theory behind the work, which was originally built on the application of learning theories, neurophysiology, physiology, and developmental movement patterns. As an entity, the Brain Gym program references an educational model of drawing out and honoring the individual. The value and importance
Can you explain a little bit more what you mean by education model, drawing out, and that stuff?
Drawing out, yes. Okay, so drawing out is we meet the learner where the learner is, and we kind of let the learner lead us. So we don't do prescriptive, we don't use prescriptive language, and we don't use a fix-it model. So if I have a student or a client who's coming to me and they're looking for help in, let's say, reading, I don't actually say to them, you have a reading problem and we're going to fix that reading problem. I ask them a question that draws out from them where they want to go. So I might say, I had a client one time whose parents told me I was there to help her with reading, but what she wanted to work on was how to play tetherball better. And over the course of a few sessions in working with that tetherball issue for her, we eventually got her to feel safe. She was improving, and her social skills improved on the playground because she was seeing improvements there. And then eventually she said to me, okay, now I want to learn how to read better.
Uh-huh.
So we start where that learner is and let them lead the way, even if we know or we think we know what their issue is. So that's what we think of it in drawing out, is we draw it out of the person instead of stamping in or telling them what they have to do.
From a broader context, because where did Brain Gym come from? More specifically, you mentioned a couple of terms, but can you get more specific as to where it came from and the founder of it?
Sure. So the organization and the program itself was founded by Paul and Gail Dennison. Paul was a professional educator and a pioneer in the field of kinesiology. He did some research regarding reading achievement and its relationship to brain development, and then later earned a doctorate in education for his research. And what he noticed when he was working with students was that there was a correlation between students who were successful in the classroom who struggled in the classroom, and their growth in fine motor coordination. And so that's how it...
Carrie, so define what you mean. What is fine motor coordination for folks who might not know that?
Okay, fine motor is the smaller muscle motor. So holding a pencil would be fine motor, whereas throwing a ball would be gross motor.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So what he found was often... students who didn't have balance or coordination. So a lot of students who couldn't walk on a balance beam that wasn't very far off the ground, they also struggled with academics. And so he started pursuing this and researching this of what is this connection between movement and your ability to be successful in other areas in your life. And he started drawing these connections between physical development, language acquisition, and academic achievement.
And what was he finding?
So over the years, what he found was that these movements really helped students and eventually adults as well, in performance and in learning. And since then, we've had a lot of studies that have been done. Most of them are anecdotal, but there was a, for instance, there was a study that measured the effects of four of the brain gym activities with nursing students and their self-reported anxiety and performance over these 14 technical motor skill sets. So the group that was using these four brain gym movements experienced a 69.5% reduction in self-reported anxiety and an 18.7% increase in performance on skill tests. Now that's compared to the continued self-reporting of high anxiety and higher failure rate in the control group that was not using those four movements.
So it was actually helping them take their tests.
Yes.
They were more relaxed and they were scoring better.
Exactly. They had a much higher, the big one was that they had much less anxiety. And so when we have less anxiety, we obviously we tend to perform at a higher level as well.
So, can you give our listeners an example of, because you said there were four movements involved, because they may not be sure what you're talking about when you're using the word movement. Can you give an example of one or two of the movements?
Sure. One of them is called the cross crawl.
Mm-hmm.
The cross crawl is done while you're standing, and basically you move your right elbow and lift your left leg, and you touch your elbow to your knee, and then you switch to the other side. And it's called the cross crawl because it mimics crawling as an infant when we learn how to crawl. So it's kind of the grown-up's way of crawling, and it really gets both sides of the body in sync with each other, which then affects our ability to balance and coordinate our body and presumably then our brain.
Yeah, the way I describe the movement for folks is just think of a drum majorette marching. It's a very high knee, high arm action. And
it is.
So it's that type of crossing over the body and touching the knee on each side that you're doing. So just to give a the kind of I paint that kind of picture. What's another example?
So other ones are, you know, we have different ones that affect different things. So, there are some that are more fine motor that use the eyes. So if you think of the infinity sign, we call it the lazy eight. So it's the number eight that has fallen down on its side. And so it's in this, it looks like the infinity, and we call it lazy eight. It's a visual movement. So you put your thumb out in front of you, in front of your nose, and you basically follow that infinity sign to the left. You start going to the up and to the left and then up and to the right. And all the movements are, and you just keep that continuous flow. And you often notice when your eyes are stressed in a certain area or something, and you can actually smooth that out a little bit better so that your eyes are teaming better together. And, of course, you know, if your eyes are teaming better, you're going to be able to read much easier.
Yeah, I had a story I want to share with you about that. I had a woman who was in her 70s, and she had never been able to make an outgoing phone call. She couldn't get the information from her phone book over literally to the phone. And so I was doing a session with her on that, and when I got to do the lazy eights, the infinity, drawing the infinity symbol with her hands in front of her, she could barely keep her eye on her hand. So I kind of talked her through it, smoothed her out, and then she went and looked at her address book and dialed the phone, and for the first time in like her entire life, she made a phone call.
Yeah, that's what's amazing about that I find about the brain gym movements, the 26. So remember I was saying that there's the brain gym program, but then there are these 26 movements, and the simplicity of them is sometimes, for me, it's always been a little shocking how a one-minute movement that is so intentional can have such a huge effect like that. You can often get immediate results, and then with other things, they will build on, you know, using them over and over and over builds, and you'll get an effect that is might take longer, but it's a profound change in someone's life.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Templates on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with my guest, Carrie Cody, Executive Director of Brain Gym International, in just a moment.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
So I'm talking today with Carrie Cody. She's Executive Director of Brain Gym International. And Carrie holds a master's degree in teaching. She's a former school teacher. She left that after 10 years to pursue her own business in the area of Brain Gym. And then she began working at the administrative level, and now she's executive director. So, Carrie, how widespread is Brain Gym now?
Carrie, it's in over 87 countries. And that's where we know we have licensed instructors or Brain Gym courses being used. So that doesn't include if someone takes a class in one country and goes back to their own country and is using it there. It's very well known in school systems, although we don't have exact numbers on how many schools, because Brain Gym instructors are independent contractors. So they run their own business, which is separate from our nonprofit organization. So we're in the process of figuring out how to get better at tracking that information. But we know that a lot of schools are using Brain Gym. In the country of Ecuador, in fact, one of our instructors and faculty members went into Ecuador and was working with another nonprofit. And they actually have statistics and numbers now that they've been able to reach 30,000 parents, teachers, and students over 5 years in Ecuador in the impoverished school system.
And I know in South Africa, I believe it is, that it's a certified program in school systems by the government.
Exactly. And we have some instructors in, for instance, our director of operations, Cindy Golddaddy, has been able to get it into the university system in her area at the master's level.
Which is in Minneapolis.
Yes, that's in Minneapolis. So she's been able, at one of the local universities there, to be able to get, I believe she teaches two or three of the courses at the university level. So we're getting it into that higher education level. But I know that when I was an instructor, I mean, I went into schools all the time I'd go in and train the teachers or I would go in and work, you know, with the students. Right now we're doing a program, Brain Gym International is doing a program. We're actually going into an alternative high school locally here. And the students are going to get to be able to receive elective credit towards graduation in this alternative high school using the Brain Gym program.
So on the broad brush, who can benefit from Brain Gym? So I hear you talking about kids and school environment. Does it go broader than that?
Absolutely. In fact, when I'm – sometimes the way I answer that question is it's for anyone who has a brain and a body in their head, regardless of how that feels like it's working to them. But basically – It really affects anyone, and I know that's a weird – that sounds like that I'm just going too large scale on it, but because it really affects coordination, balance, and physical skills that are associated with even sitting at a desk or looking at the computer all day, it really has the potential to affect professionals in corporate America, professionals in education, students. We have one of our instructors works in senior centers and helps seniors doing Brain Gym, which helps them with balance. I've seen one instructor work with someone who had a stroke and they were recovering from a stroke and having a hard time getting to be able to move one side of their body and started getting just a little bit of movement. So it's not that we say that Brain Gym fixes all these different things, but whatever modalities a person is already using for whatever stress or goals they have in their life, the Brain Gym program seems to help build a bridge between all those different modalities. It's not a replacement. It can be done, used alone, but it can also help. Other strategies work really nicely together. It's a great integrative technique that can be used.
And where I've used it in the business arena with switched on selling, one of our clients about a year ago, a pest control company in Virginia Beach where I live, put half of his sales force through the one-day seminar. He's heavily, and this was middle of the recession, he's heavily into tracking statistics, and he noticed six of the eight people jumped above his top-tier salespeople immediately. In October, he put the rest of his sales force through the class, and then I asked him this last August what happened over this course of recessions and slow recovery period, and he said his profits doubled. On two of his high-end product lines, he's the number one distributor in the country, and one of his guys went up over 300%. So in terms of the kinds of things that can happen in the business arena, I've seen that time and time again.
Well, and imagine how stressful it is selling. I mean, my dad used to be a salesperson, and I just know that it's an interesting career that can cause stress. So if you're experiencing stress or worry about how you're being received or anything like that, it affects the physiology of your system. So if you have, like, simple movements that can help keep your physiology intact, it decreases the stress and can increase confidence and even delivery of speech. We love how the results that we've been seeing and that people report to us, we've been getting this for over 20 years. We're getting the same report from people, or similar reports from people, that it's affecting concentration or focus, memory, academics, physical coordination. I believe that even at one point there was an Olympic athlete who was using Brain Gym and loved it. And I know of a woman who went in and her high school kids used Brain Gym for sports, that she would go in and work with the cheerleading squad, and they had, over the time from the time she started using Brain Gym to the end, they had less injuries just in cheerleading because their balance was so much better. Their coordination was better. So it just really has this wide-reaching, that's why I say it's for anyone who has a brain in your head, and it doesn't matter if I've worked with people who are paralyzed. I've personally worked with people who've had brain injury, learning challenges. It doesn't seem to matter. It seems to have some positive effect.
And would this help with post-traumatic stress disorder that, you know, Iraqi and Afghanistan vets are experiencing?
I would say it can. I would never say that the Brain Gym program will fix something or cure it, because we're an educational model, not a medical model.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, I have seen it. I have seen it be useful for trauma relief. We have a faculty member who specializes in trauma and inserts the Brain Gym activities into her work. Right now, with the earthquake in Japan, we have instructors who are in Japan who are using the Brain Gym program to help people there on the ground right now. So I'll be anxious to see what we hear back from them eventually. And I've personally, you know, here we have mudslides and things. So there was several years ago, there was a neighborhood where the mud just slid down and killed seven or eight people and wiped out a bunch of homes. So at our local holistic healing center, some of us practitioners started giving away our work for free to help that one little community. And it really helped them be able to just find a breath of fresh air once in a while. It doesn't make the trauma go away. It can help cope with the trauma, though. It gave them tools to be able to go, okay, when I'm starting to shake, I could do this movement. Or, you know, we gave them resources that I think often bought them that ability to pause. Because when you're in trauma, your whole physiology just really can get shot. It can just be really intense.
Now, if somebody wants to find out about more about Brain Gym, or find, because you said there are instructors around the country, around the world, how can they go about doing that?
So you could go to www.braingym.org, and make sure you do .org. If you do .com, it'll actually go to a publishing company. It won't go to us. And that publishing company carries a lot of Brain Gym products, but you won't be at the nonprofit where you can find the instructors and learn more about the program itself. And I think the links, the pages that I would focus on would be About Us, where you can read more about the history of the program. I would maybe go to the Brain Gym Studies page, which is under Learn More. And then there's an actual menu item that says Find, and you can search for instructors or courses, and there's criteria there. So you can type in a state if you want to find something in your state, or you can type in dates if you're looking for, you know, January through April. So it gives you some different search criteria that you can work with from there.
Great. So, again, that's braingym.org for people
yes.
to go to. Great.
Yes.
So, Carrie, I'd like to thank you for being a guest on Healthier Alternatives this week.
Thank you very much for having me, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Next week, I'm going to be talking to Tim Pendry. He's the owner of Sunshine Health Foods, located in Titusville, Florida. Tim went to University of New Hampshire on a football scholarship. He studied sports medicine, biochemistry. Afterwards, he got involved with nutrition and orthopedics, and he wound up going from there to the Sunshine Health Food Store, where he works with licensed nutritionist Linda Garrison, really looking at being a health coach, at looking at how he can assist you in what you need to be doing for yourself to reach a healthy alternative. We're going to be talking about lots of different things you can do for yourself and understanding how your brain and body operate, and you're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.